everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, the series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you that have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes. But for those of you that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coating, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from sustainable seafood farming to achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions to renewing water partnerships and finally learning about the top causes for recalls. So let's get started. The first Pure Blue Fish innovative aquaculture company is being constructed in Orangeburg, South Carolina, making it a pioneer in sustainable seafood production. The Israeli company is using its advanced zero-discharge recirculating aquaculture system, also known as RAS technology, to grow nutritious contaminant-free fish in a controlled environment. The recirculating aquaculture system used by Pure Blue Fish stems from over 25 years of research and development. It was first implemented in the company's fully operational farm in Israel, and now the same system is being applied in the company's South Carolina facility. This innovative system utilizes specialized biological water treatment solutions to enable complete self-containment. The system can operate far from natural water sources and has no need to connect to sewage systems or discharge fish waste back into nature. Some of the environmental and social benefits of RAS farming include reducing greenhouse gas emissions, water pollution, land use, and pressure on wild fish stocks. Over the past decade, the company has been refining and scaling up this technology for commercial use, creating a highly efficient and cost-effective alternative to traditional or even current advanced aquaculture systems. This represents a new phase in RAS technology within the aquaculture industry. Pure Blue Fish's innovative recirculating aquaculture system is the world's first proven commercial system that is 100% closed and disconnected from environmental effects. So, when does construction officially start here in the States? According to Pure Blue Fish, the new facility will be built in late 2023, and it will take about 12 months to complete the construction of the farm's facility. The new facility will contain 4,600 tons of fish, ranging from kingfish, croakers, and others. Pure Blue Fish chose South Carolina because of its favorable business climate and strong state support. Not to mention that the state's central east coast location provides the company with easy access to major urban markets across the southeastern United States within a six-hour drive. This aligns with the company's distribution strategy to be located in close proximity to its customers. This is just the start. Pure Blue Fish eventually plans to open more facilities in the U.S., seeing as though RAS technology enables inland fish farming virtually anywhere, without relying on coastal locations or large bodies of fresh water. We're all rooting for Pure Blue Fish in their pursuit of increasing sustainable seafood.
We have another industry giant looking to make a difference in our environment, and this time we're talking about candy giant Mars.
Mars Incorporated has officially released its action plan for achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions across its value chain by 2050. The Mars roadmap includes a new target reviewed by the Science Based Targets Initiative to cut emissions by 50% by 2030, with a pathway to hit net zero by 2050. The company peaked emissions in 2018 and has reduced its greenhouse gas emissions in absolute terms by 8%, or 2.6 million metric tons, while growing the business by 60% during that time. As part of the action plan, Mars will invest over $1 billion over the next 3 years and continue to commit financial resources as needed until net zero is achieved. Mars is taking immediate action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions across its businesses to help build a better, more sustainable future for all. So, what is net zero and why is Mars so set on achieving it? Net zero refers to a state when greenhouse gases are significantly reduced while ensuring that any other emissions that can't be eliminated are balanced by removals. The roadmap was created shortly after recent findings by the UN-backed Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to take drastic action on climate change to avoid disaster. Mars commissioned a major Ipsos survey to be conducted that found that despite current economic circumstances, on average 69% of adults across the world's seven largest economies think businesses should focus the same amount on tackling climate change rather than economic challenges. The CEO of Mars, Paul Weyrich, said, "2050 can seem to be in the distant future, but the progress we make in the next 7 years is critical. My generation of CEOs has the ability and responsibility to deliver actual emission reductions and put business on a clear path to net zero by 2050. That's why Mars is committed to delivering a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas by 2030. The Chief Sustainability and Procurement Officer, Barry Parkin, added, "Mars has always followed science, and science says we must cut our emissions across our value chain by 50% by 2030. In preparing our roadmap, we've learned that this is both entirely possible to deliver with existing science and technology as well as entirely affordable. We can both grow our business and cut emissions." So, how is it that Mars plans to achieve net zero?
First, it plans to transition to 100% renewable energy. Then it plans to redesign the supply chain to stop deforestation by enhancing the transparency and traceability of key ingredients. Then they're scaling up initiatives in climate-smart agriculture. They're also optimizing recipes and developing new ones with lower greenhouse gas footprints. There are plenty of other measures that are being taken, and we're sure that the list will only get longer and longer.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Coca-Cola Company have signed a Memorandum of Understanding renewing a 10-year partnership to restore and improve watersheds on national forests and grassland nationwide. The partnership has been around since 2013, and since then, it has led to the restoration of nearly 900 acres of watersheds, not to mention that it has replenished more than 634 million gallons of water on national forests and grasslands. We mentioned that this was a partnership. In fact, the National Forest Foundation has coordinated 25 projects in 9 states, and thanks to the execution of these projects, more than 14 miles of streams have been reconnected, 17 miles of rivers and lakes have been reconnected, and 450 acres of invasive weeds have been treated. According to Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Xochitl Torres-Small, to meet challenges at this scale, we have to manage for the long term, think creatively, and work together. Thanks to our partners, we are doing more than any one of us can do alone. I'm confident this agreement will continue to build on 10 years of cooperative success. With more than 60 million Americans relying on national forests and grasslands for their drinking water, it's important to seek and build partnerships like this one. According to Jennifer Mann, president of Coca-Cola North America, water stewardship has long been a business imperative to the Coca-Cola Company. We are committed to being responsible stewards of this vital resource by accelerating our efforts to address water stress, protect local water resources, and build community climate resilience. With this being said, it's partnerships like this one that are helping Coca-Cola progress toward their goal of returning a cumulative 2 trillion liters of water to nature and communities globally between 2021 and 2030. So far, the Coca-Cola Company and the Coca-Cola Foundation have contributed more than $2.6 million to this partnership. The Coca-Cola Company and Foundation have contributed more than $900,000 of funding towards projects being implemented in 2023, including projects in Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico that will restore stream and wetland health. Throughout the life of this partnership so far, and with the USDA's funding, the work conducted has surpassed $5 million. We love to hear that industry giants like the Coca-Cola Company are making changes to protect local and global communities. We're sure to hear even more about their efforts in the coming years. It seems that product recalls are at an all-time high, seeing as though in recent weeks, U.S. consumers have seen high-profile food recalls for an unappetizing reason. Food safety experts and federal agencies use the term foreign or extraneous materials to describe things like metal fragments, rubber gaskets, and bits of bugs that somehow manage to make it into packaged goods. In 2022, foreign materials triggered 9 recalls, which affected 477,000 pounds of food, all of which were being regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The amount of recalls tripled when dealing with food that was contaminated with toxic E. coli bacteria, and the size of recalls can reach into the millions. In 2019, the USDA reported 34 recalls or more than 16 million pounds of food. Most of this recall was due, in fact, to Tyson chicken strips being tainted with pieces of metal. To be more precisely, nearly 12 million pounds of chicken strips were recalled. Some common foreign materials found in recalled products include plastic pieces from frayed conveyor belts, wood shards from produce pallets, metal shavings, or wire from machinery. Not to mention that there's always the possibility of rocks, sticks, and bugs. The FDA then goes on to acknowledge that some contamination may actually be expected, and then goes on to state, "It is economically impractical to grow, harvest, or process raw products that are totally free of non-hazardous, naturally occurring, unavoidable defects." Both the USDA and FDA ask companies to promptly notify them when food is potentially contaminated with objects that may harm consumers. After the agencies have received this information, they then determine whether a recall is necessary. Most recalls are voluntary and initiated by the companies, though the agencies can request or mandate the action. The director of the Center for Meat Safety and Quality at Colorado State University, Keith Belk, added that the detection of unwanted objects has vastly improved in the past several years. For instance, large manufacturers use magnets, metal detectors, X-ray devices, and other technologies to find unwanted materials in their products. However, it's impossible to catch everything. Take two notorious recalls back in 2017. The first being when extraneous golf ball material triggered a recall of frozen hash browns, or when a dead bat was found in bag salad and resulted in the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to recommend rabies treatment for 2 people. Nathan Murtamati, a consultant with Commercial Food Sanitation, noted that in recent years, firms have been increasingly cautious and are recalling products more frequently than before because consumers don't like finding weird things in their food. When they do, lawsuits may follow.
Murtamati also added, actual contamination may affect only a small amount of product, but firms recall all food produced within a certain window just to be safe. And while some of the food may be able to be reconditioned or treated for safety and sold again, most of the time it goes to landfills. Once again, Director Keith Belk reminds us that there's never going to be a day where there's zero risk associated with consuming a food product. So just keep an eye out when you're consuming and report when necessary.
Like always, stay tuned for our next episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, and make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Follow our social media platforms and let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. See you next time.